Steve's had a long day working construction on a new building, but he has to take the bus a whole 9 stops and 1 bus change home. He sighs as he enters the bus, already hot and sweaty from his day working in the sun. His white tank top is thin, and he's delighted by the breeze through the open windows of the bus as he swipes his card and looks for a seat. He stops at the front and scans the rows. There's an empty seat at the back of the bus, and he shuffles ahead, swaying slightly as the bus begins to move.
Steve slumps down into his seat, giving a polite nod to the woman in the seat facing him. He hadn't seen her before because her back was to his as he moves through the bus. But now he's seen her, and he knows he'll never forget her face. He tries not to double-take on behalf of her beauty, not to mention her gorgeous long legs that are crossed beneath a light summer dress. He decides to look out the window so as not to make her uncomfortable. He steals a glance or two and notices she's reading a book on the bus. He smiles. He's always been impressed by people who can read on buses without feeling carsick. She catches his eye, her warm smile showing him that she doesn't mind his attention. She returns his gaze, her eyes moving like a welcome gust of wind across his strong, sweaty muscles bulging beneath his tank top. She wonders what kind of man he might be. She hopes she'll be lucky enough to find out.
Good book? Steve winces at his own question. What kind of creep makes small talk on a bus ride? But the stranger just smiles again and nods. He seems sweet, if not handsome, and definitely a far cry from the regular types trying to make conversation with her on the bus. She doesn't mind when he stares a bit too long. In fact, she may even like it. He appreciates her kindness, but he worries that she isn't interested in conversation. She is reading, after all. To his surprise, she puts the book away into her bag.
This is me. The woman begins to stand for her stop, but the bus lurches to halt aggressively and throws her down on top of Steve's body. She's sitting in his lap and can feel something hard beneath her. She sits up, excited and shocked.
Just my tool belt, sorry. She opens her mouth, then closes it, fearing she'll come across too forward. Your stop! Hold the bus!
She sits back down across from him. I can get the next one. I'm in no rush.
What were you gonna say before? She pats the empty seat beside her. Her legs are no longer crossed, and Steve can almost make out the color between her legs, but he looks away quickly.
Come here, and I'll tell you. Steve awkwardly shuffles to the seat beside her, trying to hide a growing erection beneath his ample tool belt. Once he's sitting beside her, the woman leans her head towards his, whispering to him, I was gonna say, I hope that's not your tool belt.
Steve sits up straight, his cock now undeniably hard against his worker pants and belt. She looks at his belt. Her voice is still hushed. She loves watching him squirm with desire.
Can I handle your tools? Steve nods, surprising himself as the woman slips her fingers across the tools on his belt. She strokes the shaft of the wrench, grazes the length of the hammer, grips the handle of the screwdriver, never breaking eye contact with him. Steve is only getting harder. Her fingers reach into his lap and find his cock easily through his stiff pants. Steve looks over his shoulder. Everyone else is in full commute mode. Headphones in, zoned out. There isn't even anyone occupying the seats around them anymore as they left on the previous stops. The woman cups his face and looks into his eyes. Don't look at them. Look at me.
Steve does what she says and guides his left hand onto her knee. She nods. Desperation firm in her eyes, he whispers back to her. Is this what you want? You want a stranger to fuck you right here?
She bites her lip, nodding ferociously as he slips his fingers up her summer dress ever so slightly. It feels so good to have his hand on her skin, caressing her in all the ways she's been imagining since he first sat across from her. Yes, please.
He begins to travel up along her inner thigh and towards those panties he spied before. She takes her free hand and exposes her right breast, slipping her dress strap down. She smiles as his mouth waters. She holds back a moan as his fingers find her pussy, wet and his for the taking. She covers her right breast and exposes the left, grinding into his hand with her body and the vibrations of the bus. She wants it all, to get off and to come as close to getting caught as possible. It's what is so exciting about being in public with a stranger. Getting away with everything, she covers her left breast as the bus driver announces the end of the line is coming up. Steve gets an idea. He leans into the woman and whispers, "Do you want to come with me?"
She nods, though Steve can already feel the enthusiastic yes between her legs. The bus begins to slow and they rise, grabbing their belongings. The woman grabs onto the handrail but leans her body against Steve's, rubbing herself on his hard cock. He's glad when the bus lurches to a halt, giving him an excuse to grab her body, hold her tight, sneaking a fondle of her tits through the dress for just a moment before following her off of the bus. They are the only two left on the bus, so they're the last to leave the bus. He slips his hand under her dress, caressing her ass and her pussy from behind before they step off. She throbs with desire as he removes his hand.
Steve takes the woman by the hand and leads her around the bus station he knows so well for his everyday commute bus change. They enter. He leads them to the far corner of the hall, the bathrooms that no one ever knows about because of poor signage. He always uses these on the change because they are so clean due to rare use. He cannot wait to get the woman alone and show her exactly what kind of man he is.
Steve locks the door to the single-use bathroom, feeling the woman wrap her arms around him. He turns and she kisses him against the door. She tastes just how he hoped she would, like summer. She pulls his tank top over his head, kissing down his abdomen until her lips reach his tool belt. There, on her knees, she sucks the shaft of his wrench, then the length of his hammer, and then the handle of his screwdriver. He feels as if he might explode. She begins to unbuckle his belt and it falls to the floor.
She unzips his work pants and pulls them down, along with his boxers, revealing his erection, huge and hard as any tool on his belt. She looks up at him as she takes him in her mouth. He groans in desire.
She feels him throb inside her mouth, tasting his pre-cum and desperation in her mouth. She removes his cock and licks along the shaft, kissing it with care. He looks down at her and how badly she needs this, how she needs him. He feels overcome by an animalistic need to fulfill her every desire. He helps her off of her knees and pins her against the door, her hands over her head. He whispers again,
"Is this what you want? You want a stranger to fuck you right here?"
She nods. He never talked this dirty in his life, but she's a stranger and she's given him the chance to become a new man, the kind of man who can fuck her exactly the way she needs. His cock nearly vibrates in excitement and he holds her tight. She loves how strong he is. She can't move, but she wouldn't want to. She struggles a bit just to feel how much he wants her. She knows that he wanted this as soon as he saw her. To give it to her and give it to her hard, just how she likes it. She is in control. She drove him to this depravity, having his way with a stranger in the bus station bathroom. She loves every second of their shared desperation. She loves how they are finally going to give in. "Yes, please."
He kisses her and slides down her panties with one hand, feeling how ready she is for him to really fuck her. "Do you want to come with me?"
"I'm in no rush." Steve grins. Two can play at that game.
"Good."
She moans as he slides inside her easily, fucking her hard against the bathroom door.
Steve realizes how loud the sound of them fucking is and quickly picks her up, her legs wrapped around him, his cock still inside her as he carries her over to the changing station. He opens it and sets her on it, fucking her hard against the plastic. She feels filthy, and she loves it, moaning louder and louder. He grins, wondering how he could be so lucky to have found such a dirty slut on the bus ride home. He wonders if their paths hadn't crossed, and if they ever will again. Complete strangers who have felt every inch of one another. "Your pussy feels so good."
"You feel so good inside me. I don't ever want you to stop." The changing station begins to loosen under the strain, and Steve picks her up, setting her down to fuck her from behind as she holds on to what's left of the changing station. The woman looks back at him, shaking with pleasure as he plows into her. "Tell me your name."
"No." She moans louder. She likes this game. Steve does too.
"Tell me your name."
"No."
Steve cups his hand around the woman's mouth, muffling her moans and making her melt all over his hard cock. Steve tries not to strain his voice as he calls out to the impatient stranger outside. He and the woman feel one another as the stranger outside listens in, wondering what's going on.
Occupied. He hasn't stopped fucking the woman, now spread wide and deep for him. He leans into her and whispers, hearing her getting closer and closer to the edge of submission to utter pleasure. But he knows he must regain control.
You're gonna come with me. In 3, 2, 1.
Her eyes go wide. She wants to fight, to edge a little longer.
Yes.
But she knows that she is no longer in control.
Yes.
She has given her body to this stranger. Her pussy is his now. She doesn't even know his name, but she knows he is about to give her everything she's been wanting all bus ride long.